The 2-1 pitch from Mallory. Curveball, strike two.
When life throws you a curve.
Bottom of the third, here's the 2-2 fastball. It's deep to center.
Hit a home run. Here's Rise Above with Rob Rosenboom.
Bill, telephone. Who is it? I don't know. Look at the caller ID. That's right. Now you can see who's calling before you pick up the phone. If you don't feel like talking, don't answer it. You know, I wonder how many of us use caller ID with God. We know it's God on the line, but we're afraid to answer it. Someone once said many folks want to serve God, but only as advisors. How about it? Are you letting caller ID answer the call from God for you? Or are you waiting for the call to come in? Don't miss out on the awesome opportunities God has in store for you because you're afraid to answer the call. Rise Above, pick it up, and follow.
Rise Above with Rob Rosenboom is a production of Rise Ministries at riseministries.com and is made possible by Rob's alma mater, Northwestern College, a distinctly Christian liberal arts college in Orange City, Iowa.
And now, an end times update.
One of the things that Jesus spoke of concerning end times was an increase in false teachings. We have two false teacher updates to bring you this month. This first one is really quite serious, and as usual, it travels under the radar, so to speak, as most of the major media organizations are not going to even bother bringing up any sort of mention of this. From the press release newswire in early April, however, came this otherwise largely ignored piece of information. Posted from Seattle on April 1st, the PR newswire reported this. The federal government has spent nearly $500,000 on a website that encourages science teachers to use religion to promote evolution, sparking objections that the website violates the separation of church and state. Unveiled earlier this year, the Understanding Evolution website was jointly developed by the National Center for Science Education. Now, this is a private group whose self-described mission is defending the teaching of evolution in public school and the University of California Museum of Paleontology. The avowed purpose of the website is to help teachers teach evolution better. Much of the website was funded by a $450,000 grant from the National Science Foundation. One part of the website explicitly uses religion to promote evolution. In that section, teachers are told that nearly all religious people, theologians, and scientists who hold religious beliefs also endorse modern evolutionary theory and that, indeed, such a view actually enriches their faith. This is $450,000 of your tax dollars to promote the teaching of evolution in schools. Teachers are also directed to a page from the National Center for Science Education's own website containing statements by religious groups endorsing evolution. For example, teachers can read a statement from the United Church of Christ that modern evolutionary theory is in no way at odds with our belief in a creator God or in the revelation and the presence of that God in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Now, Dr. John West, who's an associate director of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute, weighed in on this. He said, "This is a scandalous misuse of federal tax dollars. It's clearly a violation of the First Amendment's Establishment Clause. What business is it of the government to tell people what their religious beliefs about evolution should be? And what does this have to do with teaching science?" West noted the stunning hypocrisy of the current situation. He said, "Darwinists have a lot of chutzpah. They go around the country attacking anyone who wants to present scientific criticism of Darwin's theory as unconstitutionally promoting religion. But here they explicitly use religion to promote evolution in the schools. And that's supposed to be okay?" Dr. West details the problems with the federally funded website in an article in the April 1st edition of National Review Online. So you can go to www.nationalreview.com, take a look into their archives for April, and pull up Dr. West's article. Well, the onslaught of false teaching will continue right up to the time that Christ returns. And our best defense is to know the Word of God from start to finish ourselves, so that we're not deceived. That means we ought to keep ourselves sitting under good, safe teaching. Hopefully you have that safe source of teaching in your life, and take the time to read the Word of God for yourself as well. Well, we do have another false teacher's update to bring you a little later on, as well as a biometrics update and a Mark of the Beast update. But let's take a music break right here.